Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I went to the gym last week. Yeah, old guys like me, we actually go to the gym. And because I'm retired, I actually have time to actually go to the gym and actually focus on what's important to me as far as making sure my body is receiving whatever my body needs to receive at the gym. Because health is a very important element to my lifestyle. It's one of the seven things that I take into account when I look at my life, when I determine what is necessary for me to focus on so that I'm fulfilling all of the needs of the lifestyle that I've decided that I'm going after. Health is really important. And I got to tell you, when I left the military after 27 years of service, my body was pretty beat down. Yeah, you know, in the military, you know, it's one of these things where if you get injured or you get hurt, the first thing you tend to do is you suck it up. You don't let anybody know that you're having problems because you don't want to degrade from the focus of the mission. You do not want to become an obstacle in the path of success. So, you know, in the military, you tend to just suck it up, buttercup, and you move on. Some injuries or some things that happen to our bodies in the military, it stops us dead in our tracks. It really does. I've had some of those injuries throughout my career, and I've had all the surgeries that go with trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together. And here I sit as Humpty Dumpty at the age of 57, contemplating my life. So one of the things that is important to me is to maintain physical fitness, in spite of the fact that my body is not as physically fit as it was when I was serving in the military. And, you know, 7 years into retirement, I got to be upfront with you and tell you that my body has gone through a state of decline. It has. It really has. When you get away from the military and you get out away from that routine of doing everything according to what is important to you to maintain your military readiness, and then you step away from that and all those requirements, all those controls are taken off of you, you have a tendency to get lazy. You do. You do. I mean, you want to spend the first couple of weeks like not working out because like all of a sudden you've just started this brand new vacation called I'm not working. It's called I'm retired now. But in my case, it was a little bit different because I was physically retired from the military, but I was not financially retired. And as a result of that, I had to focus on getting back into the workforce. Simultaneously, my body was starting to show the effects of 27 years of military service. Yeah, I became pretty ill. I came down with cancer, not once, but I've gotten cancer twice in my life. And I'll tell you, when you go through a transition where you stop doing what you've done for the last 27 years and you try and figure out what you're going to do for the next rest of your life, and your body decides that, you know what, dude, slow down because I can't take this anymore. I can't take this fast pace anymore. As a matter of fact, here's all this disease and illness that's going to like, you know, creep up and mess with you. And it's what I've been dealing with for the past 7 years. Now, I'm not going to give you a dissertation on everything that's wrong with me. Okay, I told you about the cancer, but I mean, there's a lot of other things that have affected my body. So when I tell you that I go to the gym, I will tell you that that's very important to me because there was a very long period of my time after military service where I couldn't do that. My body just couldn't physically tolerate going to the gym. I couldn't physically tolerate even some of the basic things that I'm doing now, like yoga and swimming. Yeah, because I couldn't even tolerate that stuff. And even with all the pain meds and all the stuff that the government gave me to help me get through life, it wasn't working. It wasn't working. And I needed to make a change. Yeah, I made a change with regards to my health prior to coronavirus hitting the country. But unfortunately, as we all know, once coronavirus hit, it shut down all the gyms. It shut down society. And I was kind of put back into a lockdown position, kind of similar to being deployed, to be honest with you. That's what it kind of felt like. Except my family was here, so it was better. And there was nobody shooting at me. But physical fitness kind of went on the back burner. It did during coronavirus. Well, now that the state of Texas has opened up, I am back in the saddle when it comes to physical fitness. Yeah, back in April, as part of my 57th birthday, I decided that I would contract for a gym membership. That's right. I went and I paid some money to join a gym, very nice gym, not too far from my house. I put my whole family on there because my whole family needs to be physically fit. And I'll tell you, it's doing some wonders for my life. It is making some things in my life better and easier. So getting back to physical fitness has been a long road for me, and I'm very happy that I'm doing it. And to be honest with you, it's because of being retired that I have the time to do that stuff. Because when I went to work in that second job, the one I found after I quote-unquote retired from the military, and I'll tell you, that job had me getting up at 5:30 in the morning so that I could get on the freeway by 6:45 in the morning so that I could fight traffic all the way into the city of San Antonio where I worked, so I could be at my desk at 7:45 only to work straight until about 4:30. Oh, by the way, 4:30 was normal quitting time, but the reality of it was we didn't go home until 5:30, 6:00, 7:00, whatever, because of things that were going on. And then I get back home, wash, rinse, and repeat. So I never had a chance to do any of that physical fitness stuff because I didn't have the time. But I have the time now. And time is precious. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about a gentleman I met at the gym. Very interesting story. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so in the first part of the show, I was just kind of rambling on. I was telling you about, I'll just sum it up for you. I was telling you about how I am able to do things in my life that I wasn't able to do when I left the military. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, how come you couldn't work out when you left the military? Well, I kind of explained that. My body went into a state of basically just, I don't even know how to describe it. It went into a state of rebellion. That's probably the best word I can use. Yeah, things just started not working as well as they did. It's kind of like I was pushing this body as far as I could. I mean, literally pushing this body as far as I could. And then when I got to that point of retirement, I finally separated from the military. A lot of the pressure and the stress was off of me. And all of a sudden now I'm like, okay, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? A different kind of stress just kind of like rolled in on me because all of a sudden there was this financial insurity in my life. And as a result of that, I was a little nervous. And even though the doctors that I had been going to were telling me, you need to work out, you need to get back, you do something, walk. What they didn't understand was that the pain levels were going so incredibly high in my body, I couldn't do the stuff they were asking me to do. And then they'd give me these pain pills, and they'd give me those pain meds, and they'd do this, and they'd send me the pain management guys, and you know, and it got a little better. I mean, it got to the point where I could function. I could walk around and I could drive a car and things like that. But walking for a half an hour nonstop, no, that wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen. And then finally, over time, as I continued to address my physical issues, I got to a point prior to coronavirus where I thought, okay, I think my body is at a point now where I can tolerate going forward. And of course, whole country locked down. So yeah, I was stopped dead in my tracks and I started up in April. So I'm telling you all of this because I think you need to understand that there are things that are important to you in your life. Things that are absolutely important in your mind. Things you would rather be doing instead of what you're doing right now. But somewhere along the way, society told you there's a path to success. There's a way to get out of wherever you're at in your life and get to a place where things are better, where you'll have money, you'll have stuff, you'll have more things that you have now, and your life will be so much better for you. All you need to do is this: go to school, study hard. If you don't study hard, none of this is going to work. So go to school, get good grades. When you get out of school, make sure you get into a good college. Because if you're going to be successful in our society, you must achieve a college degree. Without that college degree, you will not be afforded opportunities that pay you more money. More money than you could have earned had you not gone to college. And don't worry about all that student loan debt you took out. We'll give you like 20 years to pay that back. That's easy. As a matter of fact, maybe at some point in the future, maybe the government will even entertain the idea of making that go away for you. So don't worry about that student loan debt. Don't worry about the financial position that you dug for yourself trying to get that college degree so that you could get a job that pays you more money out of college than the job you would have had you gone straight into the workforce. Oh, and it gets better. Because that story goes like this. Now that you have a good job that's providing you more income than you've ever received, and that job is providing you benefits you've never had before, maybe in the form of health care or maybe in the form of retirement planning. That's right. See, we have this thing at our company called a 401k. And all you have to do is just tell us that you want to be a part of this 401k. And you know what we're going to do for you? We're going to take money out of your paycheck before you even see it, so you won't even know it's there. You won't even know it's been taken. You won't even know it's gone. And we're going to take that money, and with your best interest in mind, we're going to invest it in all kinds of things. Don't worry about it. We know all about these things that we're investing in. And what we want you to do is trade your time for money and continue to put money in this 401k. As a matter of fact, we'll even match your funds because we want you to be retired in about 45 years. And if you do all of these things that I tell you to do, you're going to be just fine. Yeah. It kind of sounds like I'm reading something out of Alice in Wonderland, doesn't it? Yeah, like you've gone through the looking glass and all of a sudden you're dealing with this Cheshire cat. I mean, come on, really? Seriously, doesn't it seem a little bit like that? See, that's what society tells us to do. That's what society tells us to do. Now, when I was at the gym last week, I had finished my workout and I had gotten showered and I was in the main changing area changing. And there was an elderly gentleman that I'd seen there several times prior. I still see him. I saw him the other day, as a matter of fact. I won't tell you his name because I don't want to embarrass him. But as I'm getting dressed, This guy's talking to everybody. I mean, he's like everybody's friend, you know, and everybody seems to know him, except for me, because I'm kind of the new guy at the gym, and I'm kind of quiet, man. I did 27 years in the military. I learned how to stay low. You know what I mean? So anyhow, this guy, he's getting changed and everything. And he goes, "So what do you do, young man?" And I'm kind of looking around. There's two other guys standing in there, and the other guys are definitely younger than I am, but they seem to know this guy, and I'm the odd guy out. So I go, "Oh, me?" And he goes, "Yeah, you. What do you do?" And I go, "Well, I'm retired." And he says, "Retired? How old are you?" And I said, "I'm 57. He goes, "Holy smokes, you're retired at the age of 57? I said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's a true statement. I am retired. I don't have to go to work if I don't want to." And he says, "Wow, let me ask you a question." I said, "Okay, what's the question?" This guy doesn't have any idea that I do this radio show. He says, "How did you retire?" And I said, "Well, I started investing in real estate, both single family and multifamily." And he was kind of interested. He goes, "Hey, is $22,000 a lot of money?" And I said, "Well, it depends. Why?" And he says, "Well, that's what I've got in my 401k. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'll tell you the rest of the story when I come back from the break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I was telling you about meeting a gentleman at my new local gym that I've been going to for about 2 months now. And we started talking about retirement. And here's what I found out. I found out that this gentleman had worked his entire adult life. Yeah, he worked his entire adult life. Because I asked him flat out, I said, How old were you when you retired, or are you retired right now? He says, "No, I retired at 70. And I said, why 70? Why not sooner? And he said, "Well, I really didn't have a lot of money set aside. So I really had to work my entire life. And, you know, as I got older, I started spending my money on paying off debt." And I said, "Oh, kind of like a Dave Ramsey approach." And he goes, yeah, exactly like that. Because what his retirement plan was, and I'll just tell you what it was. His retirement plan was work until he couldn't work anymore. And in that particular instance, he worked until the age of 70. And the reason he retired at the age of 70 was because he could get his maximum Social Security benefit. You heard me correctly. His maximum Social Security benefit. And that's what he's living off of. Yeah. So he went on to tell me, he said, "Yeah, somewhere like in my mid-50s, kind of like you, I realized that, you know, this probably wasn't going to be working. So I started taking all the money that I have, and I started paying off all of my debt." And I said, "Well, what debt did you pay off?" He said, "Well, I had some credit card debt." And I agreed. I said, "That stuff needs to go away. That stuff is bad. That credit card debt is bad stuff." And he goes, "Yeah." And then I had a car payment. So I made sure I paid off that car. So now I'm a car free and clear. I said, "Okay, so your only expenses for your car is maintenance and fuel, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, pretty much." I said, until you buy another car. And he goes, oh, this car's fine. I'm good. I said, okay, all right, I get that. And what about where you live? And he said, I am almost finished paying off my house. I said, almost finished? What do you mean? He says, in my 50s, I put a 15-year note on my house. I put a 15-year note on my house knowing that I was probably going to be working until about now. And even though I retired a couple years ago, my house is almost paid off. I said, okay, so I'm guessing your note is kind of small because, I mean, if we're going back like, what, almost 15 years. So the price of real estate 15 years ago was a lot less than it is today. And he says, yeah. And I took out a 15-year note at that time, and I've been adding to the principal. I said, well, are you still doing that now? He says, well, no, I'm not doing that now. I only have about maybe a year or so to go on my house. I stopped paying additional principal right around the time I retired and started living off of Social Security so that I had that additional money to cover my expenses of living. I said, okay, so let me make sure I've got this straight. You're almost debt-free. He says, yeah, and he was proud about it. He was very proud about it. And I said, all right, that's cool. So you own your house. It's almost paid off. Who's going to get your house? And he goes, well, my kids. I said, okay, that's a good thing. Do you have any other investments? He says, well, I've got this 401k. I've been kind of taking money out of it, that $22,000 I was telling you about. And I said, okay, well, how much money do you take out of that 401k? And he goes, I try to take as little as possible. Some months I don't take any out. Some months I need a little extra money. I'll take maybe $500 out or something like that. And I said, okay, so you're basically using that 401k as a backstop. So just in case, you know, you have an expensive month, like maybe your car engine blows up and you have to go get another car engine, you have that money available to, it's your emergency fund. He goes, yeah, that's pretty much it. I said, okay, interesting. And this guy is a really nice guy. This guy is basically taking his free time now that he's not working, and he's dedicating a lot of that free time to helping people in our community that are less fortunate. This guy has got an eye for helping other people. He's got a desire to help other people. And in his mind, he's almost financially free. And I'll tell you, it breaks my heart to think about this guy. I saw him in the gym yesterday. I'll probably see him later on this week. And it breaks my heart to know that he followed society's roadmap to a T. He did everything he was supposed to do. He even hooked up with Dave Ramsey so that he could learn how to be a minimalist. You heard me correctly. I just called that guy a minimalist. That's not a dirty word or anything. But what it means is that he has disciplined himself to living on a fixed income called Social Security. And that Social Security payment, as long as it comes in every month, I mean, there's first of all, there's no guarantee that Social Security is going to be around in the future. But there's also no guarantee that our government is going to let Social Security implode. Yeah, neither one of those are guaranteed. So we operate in this country on the assumption that the government is going to do the right thing for us, that the government is going to make sure that the promises that they made to us all these years ago when we entered into the workforce and we started paying Social Security taxes, and later we started paying Medicare taxes. And if you work for somebody else, your employer paid half of those taxes. You paid half of those taxes. If you were self-employed, you got to pay all of it into that Social Security Trust Fund. And then you get to a point farther down the road, and that's your livelihood. You're relying on the government to make a direct deposit into your checking account every month. Now, so far, the federal government's been solvent. Social Security has been coming in. And Social Security payments have had hiccups over the years. There are things that have happened. But for the most part, they have come in. But think about it. What happens if this guy has a major medical crisis. I mean, he seems like he's in great health. He told me he's 73 years of age. I would have never guessed this guy was 73. I would have thought he was closer to my age, maybe in his early 60s. But no, the guy's 73. He's spry. He's probably going to be around for a while. He's going to be living off that Social Security. But what happens if he has a major health scare and he has to go in the hospital? And then depending on what kind of insurance he has, I don't know, you know, chances are he's probably on Medicaid or Medicare or whatever, you know, the government gives us when we get to those golden years in the form of some kind of insurance. And maybe he has a supplemental insurance and maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I didn't get into the details of this. I'm just giving you the what if, because I want you to put yourself in this guy's shoes and I want you to do the what if scenario. So what if he has a health crisis? And what if his copay for that health crisis turns out to be $25,000 and he's got $22,000 in his 401k that he's been kind of dwindling down here and there as he needs money. All of a sudden that money's gone. He's still $3,000 short. Does he take the Social Security payment for that month and give it to the medical people? I don't know, man. This could be difficult. When we come back from the break, I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. I'm going to tell you a possible solution. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm telling you about a gentleman that I met at the gym who's 73, who's got about $22,000 left in his 401k, who's living off of Social Security. He's been doing that for the last 3 years, and he's doing okay. He's getting what he's getting in Social Security. I mean, you could probably speculate as to how much money that is. I mean, you can go to socialsecurity.gov and they will give you estimates for how much money you could expect to draw from Social Security when you get to that ripe old retirement age of 70. And let's say you elect to wait until the age of 70 to draw your benefits, so you can get an idea of how much money this gentleman's living off of. And then occasionally he dips into that 401k account to make up shortfalls in his life. Now, we didn't get into the minutia about, okay, what caused you to take $200 out here? What caused you to take $100? Okay, we didn't get into that minutia. But here's the problem that I have. This gentleman has basically placed himself within a little box. That little box is controlled by the United States government. And basically, that individual is at the mercy of the government to do what the government needs to do to provide an income stream to this individual, because this individual did everything that the government told them to do throughout their lifetime, and they contributed to Social Security and Medicare. Now it's time for payback. Do you really want to be at the mercy of somebody else or something else in retirement? I mean, what happens if Social Security goes insolvent? I am not saying it will. Don't send me emails about that. I'm just telling you what if, because I want you in that what if mode. Or what if something changes in his life? Now, this guy owns his own house. It's almost paid off. He's going to have no principal and interest payment. He is waiting for that to happen. It is like danger close. So he's not going to be paying that additional stream of money every month. That's going to help his monthly cash flow. He's looking forward to that. But what happens when the unknown happens to this guy? The things that he wasn't able to plan for or prepare for. Have you ever had anything happen to you in your life that was unforeseen? I will tell you, if you had told me that Central Texas was going to freeze, temperatures were going to drop down to 18 degrees and stay there for about a week, and you'd have snowfall, and that snowfall would blanket the ground. It'd be a winter wonderland. If you had told me that a year ago, I would have said, wow, dude, you need to stay away from those recreational pharmaceuticals, if you know what I'm talking about, right? Because that stuff doesn't happen. But you know what? That stuff did happen. It did happen. There are other weather effects that have impacted this country. It happened. There are natural disasters that impact this country. They happen. People are displaced daily because of things that they cannot control. Have you ever been laid off? Have you ever been fired? Did you all of a sudden go from making money to making absolutely zero money instantaneously? You remember that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach? That made you feel like, wow, just disembowel me because that's got to feel better, right? Knowing that your future was just in chaos. See, I fear that my new friend might have that potential future in his future. I'm not saying he will, and I don't want him to. But we don't know what's going to happen next week. We don't know what's going to happen next month. We don't know what the future holds. But I will tell you this, the future will hold something for you and I. So when I get back together with this guy and I see him again at the gym, I'm going to let him know that, you know, there's a different way he can approach how he handles his money. And that by learning how to correctly invest in real estate, he could turn that $22,000 401k account into something much more productive. What am I talking about? You're wondering, okay, what could that be, Al? Well, obviously it's going to be something to do with real estate, right? So check this out. So Jeff sends me an email the other day. I actually came in on Saturday. Jeff is one of the realtors that I have a connection with in Georgia because I believe that Georgia is a great market for investing in real estate. I know that many parts of Georgia, with how real estate operates there, there's a lot of basic information that tells me that the investing model that I use is going to work there. Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't just work in Texas. It works in a lot of places. But the key thing is you got to have some type of relationship between prices of property and rental values. Yeah, there has to be a correlation between the two, and there can't be this massive gap that gets created, because the farther those two numbers get away from each other, as far as relevance, it blows our map. It does. That's why we don't invest in places like San Francisco, because you'll spend a ton of money on property, and it won't provide you an income stream. And if it does, it's not going to be a great return on your investment, because you're banking on appreciation. So Jeff sends me this 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage property. I mean, that's a sweet spot right there. 322, that's the honey zone right there. That's what we look for. That's like kind of the perfect property. Now, it's a little bigger than I like. It's about 2,165 square feet. I like them a little smaller because I've learned that the bigger the house, the less return you get on investment. It's a math thing. I'm just telling you, it's a math thing. But I'm not ruling this particular investment out. because I ran the numbers on this thing on Saturday, and if I was in a position to buy, I probably would have bought this deal. But because I am positioning for a different type of investment right now, I cooled my jets. I didn't buy this deal. I'm sure somebody else did. So this particular property was built in 1978. So, okay, yeah, 1978, so that should trigger, okay, lead-based paint warning stuff, right, in the back of your mind? Okay. All that means is you got to tell people that there may have been lead-based paint on the property. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go in and rip all the walls out and tear all the paint out and go in hazmat suits and all that sort of stuff. It's a disclosure thing. Now, personally, I don't want lead-based paint in my properties. So it's something that I kind of look for, but I don't necessarily destroy the deal because I found lead-based paint. And here's the thing about this deal. It has an after-repair opinion of $210,000. In other words, all fixed up, these houses in this particular neighborhood are trading for $210,000. Now, the property can be bought for $140,000, which is very significant because what that allows us to do is essentially buy this property at wholesale pricing. We're not paying the retail price of $210,000. We're paying a wholesale price of $140,000. And because we're making use of a hard money loan, we're able to keep our cash out of pocket below $20,000. Now, this property is going to take about, my estimation is around $26,000, $27,000 worth of rehab. So there's some things that need to be done to get this property back to its glory days. But when the dust all settles, the equity capture on this property is over $33,000, meaning your total into this property is like $177,000, but the value of the property is now $210,000. You've just captured all that equity, and that's a very good thing. This property produces very good cash flow. Based on the rents, I'm looking at cash flow of about $369 per month. Annualized, that works out to be $4,428. 22% return on your investment just on the cash flow. Just on the cash flow. Here's what I would tell my friend. This particular deal, first of all, you can get into it with your available funds. You have enough money to do this deal. And it will pay you every month $369. If you don't need that money, set it aside. If you need that money, go ahead and use it. But this is the neat thing about this investment. This investment is going to produce income streams for you every month. In other words, it's going to give you money instead of taking money away from you. I know it's a crazy different way to look at this stuff. But I will tell you this. If you invest in this property and you hold it for 5 years, the long-term returns, based on my calculations, over 450%. Over 450%. And if you want to find out how to do this, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.